You're listening to SBS News.
A fight for justice shaped the political year. It was ignited by Australian of the Year Grace Tame, former political staffer Brittany Higgins, and countless others. Thousands of people met on the front lawns of federal parliament to protest, and elsewhere in the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison declined an invitation to attend, instead speaking about the marches in Question Time.
This is a vibrant Liberal democracy, Mr. Speaker. Not far from here, such marches, even now, are being met with bullets, but not here in this country, Mr. Speaker.
That comment criticised by many, including opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
Not so much a tin ear as a wall of concrete. The Prime Minister needs to listen. To listen to what women are saying about what is happening in this building and outside.
The Prime Minister's words in the aftermath, having spoken with his wife.
She said to me, you have to think about this as a father first. What would you want to happen if it were our girls?
Drawing ire from Grace Tame.
It shouldn't take having children to have a conscience. And actually, on top of that, having children doesn't guarantee a conscience.
In May, the government released its budget, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg celebrating signs of economic recovery.
And the fact that Australia is now recovering strongly ahead of the global pack is something that we can all know that the Australian people have helped achieve.
But not all were convinced. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese attacked the government's plan.
Our economy should work for people, should lift wages, should lift living standards, should create opportunity. For this government, they see it as people working for the economy in some abstract way.
Meanwhile, tensions around the sluggish vaccine rollout were reaching a crescendo. Scott Morrison was put on the defensive.
Our vaccination program has had some early challenges, but so have the vaccination programs of almost every country in the world today. Right now in Australia, we are living in a way that the rest of the world is not.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews were frustrated as vaccine supplies fell short. The Prime Minister replying with this now infamous line.
The vaccination program, done safely, done properly, which is what we're doing here in Australia. It's not a race, it's not a competition. For the sake of people's health, you get it right. And that's exactly what we're doing.
But the race to evacuate the Afghan capital, Kabul, soon began, following its fall to the Taliban. Many Afghan nationals who helped Australian forces were left stranded. Labor's Luke Gosling was disappointed with the response.
Up to 1,200 people were left to wait outside Kabul airport, some standing in sewerage, before being turned away.
The Prime Minister adamant that Australian authorities did all they could.
What I can confirm is last night, 950 people were evacuated. Evacuated from one of the most dangerous places on earth.
Pressure also to end detention for the Bilawila family. The family of four were evacuated to Perth after the youngest child was diagnosed with sepsis. Political correspondent Shubha Krishnan spoke with Immigration Minister Alex Hawke.
Minister, what's stopping you from letting this family go back to Bilawila, where they have a community that will support them?
They are unlawful non-citizens. Their immigration status has not changed. I have made a compassionate decision that they can live in the Perth community.
Former Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack was also pushed by the opposition in Question Time.
Why won't the government let this family go home to Billow?
There is still a legal process which is being worked through with this family, but we are providing the humanitarian support.
Michael McCormack was soon on the backbench after a leadership spill in the Nationals. In response, the toppled leader defended his record.
I do believe I've done a good job. I do believe I've done the very best I can do. And I don't think that the party was actually dissatisfied with my performance. Some others wanted their job back, and that drove them.
The new Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, promising he wasn't dictating contentious climate policy after almost a decade of divide.
It's not Barnaby policy, it's Nationals policy. The task going ahead, first and foremost, is to make ourselves a team that is formidable for the next election.
The Prime Minister confident that after acrimonious climate divisions, the new position would be well received.
Our plan for net zero by 2050 is the plan that I believe Australians want, because it gets it right. It is not a revolution,
but a careful evolution to take advantage of changes in our markets.
The opposition leader was sceptical.
Well, he can't even get the support of his own side at this stage. We haven't seen any legislation, but this is an announcement in search of policy.
The Prime Minister was met with a lack of enthusiasm at the Glasgow Climate Change Conference, but other diplomatic ructions were overshadowing the climate talks amid escalating tensions across the Pacific. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern stating after a meeting with Mr. Morrison that in an increasingly complex geostrategic environment, family was important. Back home, Defence Minister Peter Dutton addressed China's growing dominance.
Yes, there would be a terrible price of action, but the analysis must also extend to the price of inaction. The Chinese Communist Party could not be any clearer, not always with their words, but certainly with their actions.
Those words drawing criticism of warmongering. SBS Chief Political Correspondent Anna Henderson brought those concerns to the Prime Minister.
What do you say to the critics out there who see this as overblown rhetoric to make people feel insecure?
I think it's a very cynical view. I mean, these are the things that are necessary to keep Australians safe.
In continuing to build up Australia's defences, the government struck a new deal, AUKUS. It was announced with United States President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
We're opening a new chapter in our friendship. And the first task of this partnership will be to help Australia acquire a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines.
An initial hiccup, the US president appeared to forget Scott Morrison's name.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
That deal breaking another with France left French President Emmanuel Macron seething.
I think it's a very bad news for credibility and of Australia, and a very bad news for the trust that great partners can have vis-a-vis Australia.
Do you think he lied to you?
I don't think. I know.
SBS political correspondent Pablo Viñales put that allegation to the Prime Minister.
He says he doesn't think you lied to him, he knows you lied to him.
I don't agree with that. Let me be very clear. The decision I've taken as Prime Minister that my government has taken was in Australia's national interest.
Followed by more criticism from the French ambassador, Jean-Pierre Teboul.
This is an unprecedented new law in terms of how to proceed and also in terms of truth and trust.
The Prime Minister's cabinet had already faced a major scandal earlier in the year when Attorney General Christian Porter quit his portfolio in the wake of an historical rape allegation. Mr. Porter has denied all claims and settled a defamation case with the ABC about the story.
I said at the very beginning of these proceedings that I did not want to bring proceedings. I felt I had absolutely no choice to bring those proceedings. My lawyers, whilst they are very good, are very, very expensive.
It was later revealed Mr. Porter had received up to $1 million from anonymous donors to pay for the very expensive lawyers. He was cleared of wrongdoing after an investigation by a parliamentary committee. But independent Senator Jackie Lambie was among those demanding more scrutiny, putting further pressure on the government to introduce a long-promised federal integrity bill to Parliament. Independent MP Helen Haynes brought her own legislation to the floor of the House, but she was thwarted by government COVID-19 rules.
We have waited too long for an integrity commission. I have watched scandal after scandal going uninvestigated.
Shortly after, Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins' shocking report on the culture at Parliament House was released.
Parliament is inherently about power. We heard that power imbalances and the misuse of power is one of the primary drivers of bullying, sexual harassment and sexual assault.
The woman who sparked it, former political staffer Brittany Higgins, unconvinced enough has changed.
I don't think fundamentally anything has changed internally within the building, policy-wise, that would make it, that would sort of stop this from happening to another woman.
As Parliament rose for the year, news arrived of a new COVID variant, Omicron. Plans for campaigning ahead of next year's federal election were already ramping up, but now the virus is front and centre again.
We are taking Omicron very seriously, as you would expect us to. But at the same time, we are confident that we'll be able to continue to ensure we can face down the most recent challenge.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.